Blog Talk Radio.
What I call my team, and another brother don't got like me. Trying to still be sexy, but I'll beat your ass. Tati Hadi Ali, I'm talking about real, because I don't like fake, and I don't like game.
Good evening. You're listening to Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Ms. Kimberly Sherelle, also known as Kay Sherelle, America's favorite Southern Belle. Thank you so much for joining me this first Thursday in March. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. You can definitely tell by the intro music, you know, I had to get my chair dance on a little bit, just bounce a little bit, you know, rock, because, I don't know, it's March Madness, so maybe I'm a little bit crazy, I don't know, but I'm so excited that you have joined me tonight. Tonight's show is going to be so fabulous, I cannot wait. Have on with me tonight none other than the very amazingly talented Kenya Jackson. Cannot wait. Oh, my goodness. But you know how this show rolls. We got to do a little housekeeping first. So I wrapped up Fierce Females last Thursday, and it was so bittersweet because that series by far was one of the most powerful series that I've done since I've been doing radio. Oh, my goodness. Week after week after week, not one but two dynamic females to interview and talk to. Oh, my goodness. If you missed it, you missed a treat. Don't sit there and cry about it now. Don't cry because, of course, you can always go to the website, SherelleEaton.com, visit the Real Talk Radio page, and you will be able to listen to the entire series from start to finish. Or you can also visit the Blog Talk website and listen as well. As soon as it's on iTunes, I will definitely let you know. So I don't really know what is going on, but March Madness definitely brings out a little bit of the cuckoo in everyone. People are going ham on Twitter. They're going ham on Facebook. I'm like, what is going on? I think today was Tell Them Off Thursday because my timelines were full of people telling other people off to stay out of their business. And I'm like, Reginald Denny, can we all just get along? Like, can we have a little peace? Not necessarily in the Middle East, but right here in America? Oh, my business. Just a little bit sad about that, people. One love, one love. Definitely want to tell you that next week's show is another great show. Of course, every week I say that because I don't know. Every week I find someone great to interview. Next week's show, though, will be none other than Miss Queen Sheba. I haven't talked to her on the air in so many years. I'm very excited about that show. And definitely excited about tonight, Miss Kenya Jackson. Oh, my goodness. Those of you who are just coming in, this is Real Talk Radio. We are about to take a very quick commercial break. And during this break, I want you to call everyone you know and tell them to get on Real Talk Radio so that they can hear this interview because I'm telling you, you definitely want to hear what is about to be said. Stay tuned.
Sherelle Inc. has a full array of business and professional services to help take you and your business to the next level. Services include business consultation, portfolio development, branding, resume services, interview prep, website review. Services starting as low as $20. Contact our office today for more information. Did you know Real Talk Radio has 1,000 listeners each week worldwide? So why aren't you advertising on Real Talk Radio? Packages start as low as $10 a week. Visit our website for more details, SherrellInc.com. Wet Whispers is book two in the book poetry series by poetess Kimberly Sherrell. Wet Whispers is about being honest about your emotions and speaking up. Too often in life, we allow others to mute our unique voice and speak for us. A mute individual will never be a truly happy individual. Wet Whispers is a book of hope. Hope that regardless of the situation, if you start being emotionally honest with yourself and others, your situation can change. However, in order for this positive change you seek to take place, you must be heard. This is what Wet Whispers is all about, being heard. Start your journey today. Purchase a copy of Wet Whispers. Wet Whispers is available on Amazon.com and SherrellInc.com. That's SherrellInc.com. Book one of this series is also available.
Thank you for staying with us. This is Real Talk Radio, and I am your host, Ms. Kimberly Sherrell, and I have on the show tonight none other than the very talented, the also amazing Ms. Kenya Jackson. Good evening.
Hello. Hi, Kimberly. Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here tonight.
Yay. I'm so excited to talk to you. I was telling, when I looked at your headshot, I was instantly, my interest just went through the roof because the picture is very creative and lovely. And to me, it spoke, and I was like, oh, she has so much to say. I cannot wait till March.
Yeah. And you know, it's, are you talking about the one where you can see my tattoo that says space on it?
Yes.
Yes. That word has, like, come to define me since the moment that I read it. I read that in a book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And it was like a little bit of a piece of a chapter. And it just said that just as no sound can exist without silence, no form can exist without space. So, like, everything in the world that we can see, hear, touch, taste, smell came from nothing, came from empty space. And I was just so inspired by that because I had never heard anything like that before. And I just kind of started to adopt this idea that, you know, I am the space. I am the empty space that gives birth to all things in my life. And I actually got it tattooed on my arm probably a week or so after I read the book. So it's not just a book. It's actually my life. So.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. We got to press pause because you're about to get me too hyped up over here. I'm telling you, I'm jumping in my seat because that is so deep. That is, oh, my God, that you just spoke to my soul when you said that. But we got to back up. Oh, press
pause. Okay, I'm sorry. I got too excited.
Yeah, you got me a little too excited. Now, you're from Cleveland. Where are you? Are you still in Cleveland or where do you live now?
No, I've been in Atlanta since 2005, so I moved down here for grad school in 2005, yeah.
Oh, you're in Atlanta. I miss Atlanta so much. Oh, man, I miss Atlanta. I left Atlanta in, what year did I leave? In 2010, I left Atlanta. I miss it so much. And in addition to writing, you're a motivational speaker as well?
Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just thinking, I'm like, oh, man, I would love to sit in on one of those sessions just off of the opening sentence that you just gave me. I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I really need to sign up for one of her classes so I can be inspired.
Aww, that's sweet. I haven't actually, like I was doing a lot of speaking in preparation for the book, but, hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. In preparation for the book, but now I really want to structure the motivational speaking around the topics within the book. So I'm in the process of trying to put together some of that now. And really, I just want to have a conversation with people. You know, I don't claim to be an authority on anything. I think we have enough of that. We have enough people telling us what to do, what to think, and how to do it. And that's not really my aim. You know, my aim is kind of just to point out what you are doing and ask you what you think you should be doing and try to figure out how to get you from one place to another. So, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And the title of the book is Empty Space, Where is My Stuff?
Yes.
Okay, we got to talk about this title. We got to talk about it.
Okay, well, like I said a few seconds ago, the empty space thing came from this idea that you know, everything comes from nothing. You know, it does. But at the same time, when you're looking at nothing, if you don't have that knowledge, if you don't know that everything comes from nothing, the first question you're going to ask is, where is my stuff? You know, like, what? I'm looking at my life, and I don't see the things that I thought were going to be here. And so, you know, where is my stuff? And I literally had a where is my stuff moment during my quarter life crisis, where I actually asked that question to the universe, like, "What? Where is my stuff, God? Where is the stuff that I'm supposed to have?" And it actually became perfect, a perfect marriage between those two concepts, with the play on words of, you know, empty space, you know, where everything is, and then empty space where it seems that there's nothing. So that's how we came up with that.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the book. So where is my stuff? Can you tell me where it is? Where is my stuff?
Yes, you know, our stuff, realistically, our stuff is really in our minds. You know, any value that we place on anything that we find valuable, we find it valuable because we've given it value, right? You know, and so the book is about the quarter life crisis, which is this kind of this period. Usually it's early 20s, you come out of college or trade school, and you are expecting your life to turn out a certain way. And for many people, it doesn't. And there's a lot of anger associated with that, and shame and embarrassment. And you do ask the universe, where is my stuff? Why do I not live this life? But when you step back and you realize that everything that you want, everything that you value, you only want it and value it in your mind. So once you begin to change your orientation to things, to stuff, you don't look for your stuff anymore. You don't look for your worth in a car. You don't look for your worth in a relationship. You don't look for your worth in money. You realize that your stuff is within you, and that you're not even looking for it anymore, because you know that it's, you have it. So that's kind of the point of the book. Like, your stuff is inside. Your stuff is your mind. Your stuff is your energy. Your stuff is your love. Like, your stuff is you.
Wow. Like, my mind is going, no, seriously, my mind is really sitting here going through 500 different places as you're speaking, because that is definitely so truthful. And one of the things that really sort of kind of first thing came to my mind as I'm listening to you talk, and I'm thinking about the title is really soaking in the where is my stuff part. Mm-hmm. And about how that is truly within you. Oh, my goodness, I automatically went back to For Colored Girls and the poem that Loretta Devine did towards the end to the girls that were in that class about somebody that ran off with all her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was playing in my head, and I'm thinking about the fact that my husband is getting ready to graduate with his undergraduate degree, and he is really in this place of, okay, what's next? Where, like, what am I supposed to be doing? Where should
right.
I be? And I'm
right.
just thinking to myself, man, I need to buy, like, 10 copies of these books and, like, pass them out to people and
please
read
do.
One myself, because that is really something deep within, and it's so emotional and spiritual for people that I don't think enough people actually talk about it, about the
yeah.
fact that the value of your life is truly in your mind, on what you put values on and where you put your emphasis.
Right. Yeah, and it's not, you know, for me, it was not an easy space to come to, because we all like things, right? Like, we like things. Things make life easy. Things make life fun. But if you observe, because, you know, I coined the book as a self-help memoir, and it's a spiritual self-help memoir, because I do speak about the universe, and I think that nature provides a really great example about the way that things are and how easy things should be. You know, there's no struggle for the sun to rise every day. There's no struggle for the trees to grow every day. Like, they just do that, and they do that with ease. And so, and part of that reason why, you know, nature is so compliant is because there's this trust amongst even animals. Think about the way the animals move through the world versus the way humans do. There's this trust in this divine taking care of-ness. I just made that up, but it makes sense. Human beings are the only ones that don't really have that. So we decide that I will make it, force it, push it, pull it to happen because it has to happen the way I think it has to happen, when I think it has to happen, with the people I think it has to happen. And all that pressing and stress is where we start to lose track of our stuff because it's not valuable to just be happy. I won't be happy unless I have this, 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 and this. And then in the meantime, I allow some of that joy to just escape me because I'm not even looking for it. I'm not looking for joy at this job because I don't want to work here. I want to work there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm not looking for joy in this relationship because, and even like, you know, your husband's situation is a very good one. School is a really great transformational period within a lot of people's lives, but many of us didn't enjoy our educational experience because we were so focused on graduating and getting a job. And that's all we thought about. So we missed the networks. We missed, you know, sitting and talking with that professor that had a wealth of knowledge that actually might have helped us get a job. We were so focused on do this, do this, do this, do this, because then, because later, because when, you know? And it doesn't, when, it never happens because there's always more. There's never an end to the more, you know? So kind of sitting in a space of being still and trusting that things are working out for me, and I'm happy right now because I have been the common denominator in every negative or positive experience I've ever had, and so I am consistent, I am withstanding, and I love me, and I'm happy, period. You know, I don't need this, that, and the third. So.
Oh, my goodness, girl, I'm about to get up and dance down the aisle. I'm about to open the doors of the church and pass the collection plate, put the little scarf over my legs because I'm falling out over here. You said that you are the common denominator between every positive and negative in your life. Girl, we can shut down the show right now. I'm going to glory because you said a mouthful then. And that, to me, oh, my God, you owned it. And that is what so often frustrates me with other people is that they are not in that, they have not gotten their mind to the place where they can own the positive and the negative. I say, now, I'm not great at fractions. I'm not great at fractions. The best I do with fractions is when you want me to calculate some diamonds. Oh, I'm good
right.
at that. I can do that math. But
right.
common denominator is something I did learn in those math classes. And, oh, my goodness, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. This book, oh, loving
Thank
it.
You.
Keep going.
Thank
Let me
you.
Dance a little bit more. Let me dance.
You are so silly. I wrote something in the book, and, you know, I've been in this process of editing for probably 4 or 5 months, and so I just read the book for pleasure probably 3 days ago. So everything that I've been reading, I read real slow and chopped up, like this is the sentence so that I can make sure that the words are missing and everything is spelled correctly. But I read something, and I wrote it today, and I was like, wow, like, you know, I needed to hear that. And I talked about fault versus responsibility, and a lot of times, you know, we want to use those two words synonymously, but they're not. You know, when someone assigns you fault, that's someone telling you this is your fault, and they're giving you a negative emotion. But when you take responsibility for something, you're coming from a place of power, and you're coming from a place of saying, I can handle this. And so that was the difference for me, you know, going through my quarter-life crisis and deciding, well, I'm not going to blame myself or blame the economy or blame anything else that happened for this situation. I'm going to take responsibility for being the change now. I'm going to say that, you know, I can do this. I am going to take responsibility for this. And even if it was just, you know, changing those words around, when you empower yourself and you give yourself some confidence, you know, you can move through the world in a different way so that you're not moving through the world in this like very downtrodden, depressed state. You know, you're like, okay, you know what? Just like I was a beast in high school, I was a beast in college. I can do this. I don't have a job right now, but wait till I get one. I'm going to be a beast in the meantime. You know, I'm going to be a positive, you know, have positive thinking in the meantime because me has not changed because I don't have these things. Like, me is still me. I'm still the good me. I'm not a bad me now. And I think we get into this, we get into a bad me thinking. When things don't go our way, we start blaming ourselves, and it's like, it's your fault, you suck, you know, and you don't need that negative self-talk, you know. So that's something I really have been trying to work on, like fault versus responsibility, like.
Yeah, yes.
I talk a lot. I feel so bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm so excited to be talking about it.
No, do not apologize, because that is 100% what this show is about. And I'm telling you, every time you start speaking, my mind rolls through so many places and all these other different things. And you were talking just then about how, you know, being a beast in high school, being a beast in college, and just because your economic status might change, it does not mean that it has changed the person that you are within.
Right.
And I love that, because I think about it too on the coin flip side. There are so many individuals who are pretending to be at a certain status, and I know individuals who put themselves down just because they are not exactly where they feel like they should be at a particular time. So they walk around with their head down, while there's, you know, someone else that is like, oh, well, of course I'm flying to Aruba tomorrow and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And they sort of elevate themselves to a status of which they are not, because if you really have that conversation within them, they have life no more figured out than the next person. They just have more bills.
Right.
That's 100% the truth. They just have more bills. And the person within you that has not changed. And let me just, okay, I'm very real. This is Real Talk Radio, and I'm extremely real. So I'm going to give you my own little story of that. I went through every time I was in school, I was, of course, using your word, I was a beast, you know, finishing high school with honors, finishing high school with scholarships, went on to college, graduated college with honors, went on to grad school, was just doing it in grad school, but there was still something missing within me. And I was very focused on getting the degrees, because that's all I heard my entire life. You got to go to college. So I went to college. Well, you can't get a decent job unless you go to grad school. And I was doing all of these things, but there was still no fire within my soul. I was doing well, because excelling is what I was raised to do. I was raised to excel, but there was still something missing within that. And being able to sort of take that step back and being like, you know what, okay, this is what I love. And everybody's like, well, you can't make any money at it. Well, you know, if I work just as hard at my radio show, I work just as hard as writing my books, I work just as hard as promote myself on my website and all these other things, then it will come. So it was really within me. I went through the quarter life crisis. I was probably a little bit around, I think I was probably around 26, 27 when I sort of went through mine. And I had to just kind of decide, you know what, it's worth it. And you saying that the person that you are has not changed. And even when you step out and you do those things and other people around you don't really see how it is possible, that's all you have to say to them is that don't act like I've changed. I'm still a beast.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I'm still a beast. Don't let the socioeconomic status fool you now. I'm still a beast. I'm still a boss.
Right, exactly. And you are. And you know what's really interesting to me that I'm noticing? At the book release, I wanted to highlight some other young people who were in business as well, because what I have noticed is that, you know, a lot of young people are coming out of college and are unable to find work. And so you kind of bash your head up against that wall for about 5 to 7 years. And then there's like this shift happening around 31, 32, 33. And I noticed this with all the people who I highlighted. Everyone was around the same ages, between like 27 and 35, where people are starting to go into business for themselves. And I think what's happening, you know, I was asking myself, why is that happening so late? Like, why is it happening so late in life that young people are realizing that me being happy is more important than anything else? You know, I don't have an answer to that question, but it's interesting that you said what you said about at some point you were like, you know what, I want to do radio. I'm like, look, that's what I want to do. That's what makes me happy. And I really want young people to figure that out younger, because I think had I been 24, 25, 23 and wrote my first book, who knows where I would be now. But because I was so busy fighting against what felt natural to me, I waited until I was older, you know. And so it's just a shift that I'm seeing where, yes, we are starting to go into business for ourselves. Yes, young people are starting to take their lives back, but we're doing it late. You know, we're doing it after we failed at other things. And I'm like, well, okay, well, let me try this, because this is what I always wanted to do. So let me try it. And then finding so much success, you know. And it's interesting that you talk about, you know, you following that path, because everyone who I know who has, quote-unquote, stepped out on faith and started doing what they love is more successful now than they were when they had when they were doing something that they did not love. And that's really inspiring to me. You know, like, it's really inspiring to me. It helps me to have that trust and think, okay, well, Kenya, you know, maybe this will work for you. Why wouldn't it work? It worked for so-and-so. It worked for so-and-so. They seem happy, and they're doing okay, you know. So thank you for sharing that, because that's just another another confidence builder for me to just keep pursuing this with all the energy that I have. So I appreciate you telling me that.
Yes, 100%. Definitely keep doing what you're doing. And I'm looking at our time, and it is leaving us a little too fast. It's starting to make me a little sad, but I definitely want you to tell everyone where they can find your book.
Okay. My book is on www.kenyajackson.com. So it's just my name, kenyajackson.com. And you can also check me out on Instagram, which is, I'm at Silence Be Seen, S-I-L-E-N-C-E. B-E-S-E-E-N, and I'm also on Facebook, and it's www.facebook.com/myquarterlife, myquarterlife. Yeah, but all that stuff is on the website, so you can go to kenyajackson.com, and you can find me all over the internet.
Okay, I love it. And of course, if you miss any of that, you can send me an email, hit me up on Twitter or Facebook, and I would definitely point you in the right direction. So what's next for you, Kenya?
What is next for me? I am really interested in I started doing t-shirts that say Silence Be Seen on them, and I did that because for a few reasons, but first of all, because I know that quarter lifers, like you said earlier, we're suffering in silence. People aren't talking about this issue. And so I have started this apparel company, very small. We only have one shirt right now, and it just says Silence Be Seen on it. And what I'm doing is I'm collecting money for quarter lifers in business so that we can go out and support each other, so that we can go out and make sure these people are able to pay their bills while they're trying to follow their dreams, because nobody tells you how much your dreams cost, okay? Dreams are expensive.
Yes, they are.
Dreams are expensive, and I want to help people in that process. So I'm in the process of incorporating and stuff, so I can't, like, say specific names and all that. But if you do want to support other quarter lifers in business, Silence Be Seen movement is my next step. And, of course, you know, I'm trying to get on Oprah's book list, you know. I'm trying to get on OWN Network. Definitely that's my next step. So,
oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's on my list, too. I've been stalking Oprah for a little while, and I've been stalking her, you know, just not outside in the bushes, but, you know, 100 emails a week, and, you know.
Yeah.
Sending copies of the book. Love it. So my final question for you, Kenya, is when it's all said and done and your time on this earth is over, what do you want to be remembered as your legacy?
Wow, that is like a really awesome question. I want people to say that I tried. You know, I want to be the kind of person that inspires people, and the kind of person that people can look at and say, you know what, she's really trying. And not just in business, but just in my relationships with people, in the way that I treat people, in the way that I interact with the world, in my faith. I want people to see the effort, you know, that I'm doing the best I can to be the best human I can be. And if I can do that, then I think that I've been successful. So, yeah.
I would I can vouch for that. I think that you have been extremely, extremely successful. And before you leave, please tell everyone, especially those that are just tuning in, one more time where they can find out all types of information about Ms. Kenya Jackson and where they can find your book. And I'm encouraging everyone that is listening to purchase a copy of the book, whether it's for yourself or if you want to give it to someone else. Be a blessing to someone else.
Thank you for that. It's www.kenyajackson.com, my name, so www.kenyajackson.com. And all of my other social media information, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, YouTube is on that site. So please check me out. And if you have the book, you can also post reviews on the site. I thought that was really important for people to be able to, you know, say what they thought about the book. And I don't even have to approve it. So you can just put it on there and, you know, tell me what you think.
Okay, but let's be very positive in our comments. I'm saying that. She didn't say it. I'm saying it. Let's be very positive and uplifting in our comments. Criticism, let's email it to Ms. Jackson personally.
Thank you. That's a lovely way to say that. Thank you very much. Thank you. This has been awesome, by the way. I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to say thank you after this, but I just want to say thank you. I really, really enjoyed this.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I'm telling you, I've been taking notes as we've been talking because so many things you have said have truly resonated with my soul. And these are definitely some things that I will be using later in words of encouragement to others because I'm telling you, I'm still on the I am the common denominator of every positive and negative in my life. Saying
yeah.
that to a person is life-changing if they're open to it. If they're open to
right.
it and they allow it to resonate with their soul, that's very powerful sentence. I just want to say to you, thank you so much for coming on the show. You have really inspired me. I've truly enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And if you, you know, next book that comes out, if you are not on Oprah's book list and too busy doing all of her shows, I'm definitely inviting you back on Real Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is my first one, so I'm super excited. I'm never going to forget this. So I will definitely keep you in mind. And Sheba's awesome. I'm going to be listening next week to Sheba. She's been a mentor of mine for years, so I'm really excited about that interview, too. So I'll be a tuner in her next week.
All right, then. Awesome. So awesome. Well, I hope you have a great night.
All right, you too. Bye, everybody.
All right, those of you who are still with me, this is Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Kimberly Sherrill, and that was none other than the very fabulous and talented Miss Kenya Jackson. In her book, Empty Space, Where Is My Stuff? Navigating the Quarter-Life Crisis with Wisdom and Skill. I'm encouraging everyone to purchase a copy of the book. I know that I must have at least one copy of the book to read for myself. And those of you who have stayed with me, I have a treat for you. I have a tip on a freebie that is going on all month long. So aren't you glad you stayed with me? And this is a great one. Anyone that knows me knows I love Starbucks. I do. I love Starbucks. So, you know, don't send roses. Send Starbucks coffee and gift certificates my way. But all month long, you can get a free hazelnut or caramel macchiato at your local participating Starbucks. Now, the way you get it is you simply order the coffee, the hazelnut, or the caramel macchiato in a size small, and that is the size that they're giving away for free. So definitely, if you love Starbucks like I do, you definitely want to take advantage of this because, oh, my goodness, I cannot wait until I head over to Starbucks this weekend. I will probably send my husband and my son in to get you know, a free coffee for each of them as well, and I might drink it myself. I don't know. Like I said, next week I will have with me none other than Queen Sheba. She has an event coming up, and those of you who are in the Atlanta area, you definitely want to check it out. And if you missed a series on fierce females that happened all month long in February, don't fret, don't sweat. Just go to my website, SherrillInc.com, and you will be able to listen to the entire series Aren't You So Glad, I Love You All, and I post those things for you. Right now we're going to end this show with a very fierce female that I admire and find myself very inspired by from time to time, none other than Red Summer, and this is her track, Stilettos. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you will join me next week. One love.